iBridge Audio presents If You Could Be Mine by Sarah Farazan, read by Nagin Farsad. Original material, copyright 2013, Sarah Farazan. Published by arrangement with Algonquin Young Readers, an imprint of Algonquin Books of Chapel Hill, a division of Workman Publishing Company, Inc. Recording copyright 2013, HighBridge Company. Chapter 1. Nasreen pulled my hair when I told her I didn't want to play with her dolls. I wanted to play football with the neighborhood boys. Even though sometimes they wouldn't let me because I was a girl, they couldn't deny my speed or the fact that I scored a goal on the biggest kid in the yard. Nasreen pulled my hair and said, "Sahar, you will play with me because you belong to me, only me." That was when I fell in love with her. We were six. We didn't wear headscarves then. We were little girls, not whores of Babylon to be met by the scrutinizing eye of any asshole with a beard. Nasreen has the longest, darkest hair, but it never gets tangled or neglected under her roussari like mine does. I always think there's no point in making my hair look decent if I have to cover it in school, but Nasreen is always taming her locks. Blow-drying, using mousse, a flat iron sometimes.